Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the president and the CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the guy who goes out and works with companies just like yours and mine, put their best foot forward on a number of levels, counsels small business and medium-sized business CEOs on helping them put their best foot forward, and he shares those ideas with us, and we're very grateful for that. He's the author of the award-winning book, Kiss Theory, Goodbye. He's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, my friend. It's so good to talk with you again.
You too. It's great to have you back. We need your help, Bob. You know, one of the things that I start doing around November is I start talking to my audience about getting ready for the new year. You know, you've got this overlapping period of time where you're trying to close out the year that you're in, but it's obvious that, you know, January 1 is going to come around and two things are going to happen. Some deals aren't going to close this year, so that'll be your first business in the next year. And you've got to get the next year started off right, on whether it be sales or systems. And so we start talking about that, but amazingly, and I'm curious to see what you find, amazingly, you know, a lot of people just put that off till it's well into the new year. What do you think?
I think you're right. Last week I was traveling, and I was with about 20 small business owners. And we were talking about, you know, we wrapped up 2014, and by the way, most of them had a pretty good year, and 15 is even looking better, which to me is great news. Everybody's out there trying to hire people, and sales are growing, so it's a good time in small business right now. And I asked them, do you have your plan? If we were to go back and just sit in your office, let's leave this meeting room and go to your office, what could you show me your objectives are? I don't need a detailed plan. Just what are your top objectives for 2015? Are they written down? Do you have a budget for it? Are they signed off? And I'll tell you what, Jim, three-quarters of the room said they don't have it yet.
Hmm. Wow.
And, you know,
so,
you
now,
know,
wait, time out. Time out. These are people who are relatively successful.
Oh, yeah.
And they still don't know where they're going in 2015.
That's exactly right.
That's astonishing.
But it's, I think, more common than what we give credit to.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
It's so easy to just launch.
Do you think maybe they have it in their head, but they just thought you meant they hadn't written it down? What do you think?
I think a lot of them have it in their head, but having it in their head and then telling their team about it is two different things.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, communicating this throughout the organization is really the key to making this thing work. And so what I want to do is talk this morning about what needs to be set up as your objective
all
for
right.
this year. Let's give people some clarity. The first one is this. We need to have three sets of objectives. The first set is financial. Very straightforward. Everybody knows this one. It's top-line growth, bottom-line success, and something spinning in the middle called utilization of either people or assets.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things we measure. We measure our revenue growth, our profit growth. We measure inventory, accounts receivables. And if we have a services business, we want to measure time and billing.
Mm-hmm.
So rate and bill, right? How many people are off the bench applying their time to a job? Most people get the financial ones pretty good, but the two that they miss, and I think you might find this interesting in our audience will this morning, how about customers? What kind of objectives do we have for our customers in 2015? Now, let me frame this up, folks. This isn't what we share with our customers. This is what we want from our customers
yeah.
in 2015.
And I think if I could stick something in here, Bob, I think one of the problems, and this is something it's been my life for the last 3-4 years now, is I know what you meant when you said what you said a minute ago, but I'd like to, if I could parse your words just a little bit. You said, what do we expect from our customers? I think what we got to be asking is, what are they expecting from us?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Because they're driving the train now.
Well, and you're an expert at this. You know, you wrote a book about it, and we know how important our customers are.
That's what I worry about. I worry that there's still people out there, and I don't worry about it. I know this is going on because I'm still seeing that you are too, where they're acting like they've got some kind of, you know, they could plan what their customers are going to do for them this year and actually expect that to happen.
I know that's true, but let's have some objectives, and let me give you some ideas of what I'm talking about. Here's a couple of ideas for objectives for your customers. How many testimonials do you want this year? How many references do you want
this
year?
There you go.
How many new customers would you like to have this year? How much increased spend would you like some customers to have with you? How about paying you on time? Is that important to you? How much of that would you like to work on this year? All of a sudden, we've got a number of things we need from our customers.
Right. So what you're saying is, never mind what they're thinking right now, what do we need from them? And then once we find out what we need, then we have to find out how to go and get it from them, whether it be our idea or their idea.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because I just wrapped up an engagement with a fabulous company in Chicago called Rose Paving. I love them. They're wonderful people. And I started working with them about a year ago, and I said, when we're done, and if everything goes to plan and I deliver exactly what you want or better, would you give me a testimonial? And, of course, they said, yes, Bob, we'd be happy to do that. So 2 weeks ago, I'm in Chicago. I've got my little flip camera out. I've got it set up on the desk, and sure enough, they give me a fantastic testimonial. Well, I have an objective to get one, right? I wanted one.
Right.
Because it would help me promote my business in 2015, but I could only get it because I delivered to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
I like it. And I tell you, these are both of those things, referrals and testimonials, are the most powerful things you can do to get more business, and it's one of the most underused, the most underused of anything in the marketplace. What do you think?
I think you're totally right. So let's give everybody...
Isn't that astonishing?
Yeah, it is. In a way, you'd wonder, why is that so? And I think maybe people just don't appreciate how powerful that is. It's so much.
How is it after 10,000 years, referrals aren't the first thing we think of when we wake up in the morning? How is that possible?
I guess we're busy doing a bunch of other stuff.
That doesn't necessarily work as well as getting referrals, right?
I'd much rather have my customers talking about me than me talking
about
me.
No kidding. Yeah.
So let me give your audience a really cool thing here. If you were to look at all of the customers that you gained over the last 2 years, just write them down, all your new customers. They've never done business with you before. And then write down next to each one of them the major objection they had before they did business with you. And Jim, you and I know that if a customer doesn't object, they're not interested in buying from us. So if you write down by each one of those, say 20 customers that you acquired, why did they object? Price? Didn't know you, didn't want to switch from their current provider. Those are generally three good ones. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Now, go get testimonials from those that had a price issue. Go get testimonials from those that didn't want to deal with you because they didn't know you. See what they have to say.
And have those in your pocket the next time it comes around.
Hold on
to that thought. Bob Prosen and I will be right back. His book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. More to come after these messages.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.